Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today's podcast, I'm just going to have a quick chat regarding anger maintenance and property management. We know that one of the, I guess, main areas of dispute that can happen in many property management businesses surrounds maintenance. Now, that's to do with both either the lessor client being frustrated or more so, and my take on this podcast today with tenants. One of the most difficult things I say to clients, particularly with private training, when we talk about disputes and frustration and anger and difficulty and all those things that come with that, is if you're getting a lot of anger maintenance phone calls or frustrated emails from tenants, the most likely reason is lack of communication from our part. Now, that's difficult for me to say, but it may be a fault of the agency because the big C plays such a big part in successful property management excellence. Now, in relation to maintenance, we all know, generally speaking, that lessors, investors, have a legal duty to maintain their property, and the specifics of that depends on your actual legislation in your area, but the foundation's the same. They've got a legislative statutory duty to maintain their property. Now, tenants, of course, have the right to request maintenance. So, one of the key factors for property management excellence is having a fantastic streamlined maintenance procedure. Now, there's generally, of course, two types of maintenance, generally speaking: emergency urgent, which is clearly defined in all legislations, particularly in Australia, and then there's general or routine maintenance, which is not safety, health, or life threatening. And it's the kitchen hinges, it's the door not rolling, etc. So, just for now, I'll focus on the general routine maintenance. What are your KPIs? What's your turnaround time? What's your agency policy in relation to within what time frame do you acknowledge the tenant to say, thank you for letting us know about the maintenance, Stacey and Jeff. We are now contacting the client. We shall advise you as to what's happening, when, etc. Constant touching the tenant. And touching, of course, you mean I don't mean literal. Touching, communicating, the big C. Most people are reasonable, good people like you and I. And most people are okay with any slight delays because of a part or the lack of contractors or the contractor can't get there, whatever it may be. So communicate with the tenant, just quick touch points and let them know. A quick email, a quick egg timer phone call. Just a quick message to say, look, we're doing this, or this is what it's up to. It will save you a lot of grief. It will save your company reputation. It will help your tenant, as the minority of people are unreasonable, and that's only a small amount. There's always going to be people, no matter what we do, it's not good enough. So we accept that, and that's life as human beings, sadly, but that's the way life is. But again, the majority of people are reasonable and good people like you and I. Yeah, the tenant might still get frustrated if there's some delay for some reason, but just communicate it. So one of the key factors, if you're getting a lot of anger maintenance from frustrated tenants, the most likely reason is lack of procedure and/or lack of the big C and the touching communication points. Just communicate, 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 and what more can you do? So that's my best advice. And my number one focus is you personally, and of course your agency, your business reputation, your our industry, and of course our valued tenants and clients as well. Without them, we don't have a business. So our focus is always people first, and part of people first is communication and just those constant touching points. This is what's happening. Those quick touch points will save you a lot more time in the future. And again, a lot more grief and loss of reputation, bad reviews, and all the stuff that sadly flows on when people are frustrated. People are less likely to do that if they're communicated with. If I can assist you with private training or anything in relation to maintenance or any other matter, please contact realestateexcellence.com.au. Platinum PME members of Real Estate Excellence, remember Chapter 13 of the PME manual. Manual has all procedures, scripts, and so much more, the law, so much more. realestateexcellence.com.au. Thanks for joining me for today's podcast. This is Stacey Holton. Bye for now.